It's 314 at News 92 FM, 81 degrees. We've got a mix of clouds and sun. It's pretty windy out there. Good afternoon. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Well, it's time to stay home for the movies. Our movie guy, Paul Preston, at themovieguys.net, joins us live to talk about the movies you can watch at home this weekend, like this one.
I will be honored to accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States.
All right, everyone who was dying to see Game Change, like Paul and me, has probably already seen it. But, Paul, should everyone else try and take a moment to watch it?
Absolutely. This is a fantastic movie, and I believe it came out last Saturday, so HBO, as they often do, will play it a lot.
A billion times a day.
You will have many chances to see this movie, so you definitely shouldn't miss out. There's one shot, at least, for everybody out there to see this movie, and I'm probably going to watch it again. It was great.
Yeah, and politics aside, or whether or not you think this is true or not, these events, whether you think they unfolded as is portrayed in this film, let's talk about it as a piece of film. It was, I think all the performances were excellent.
Yeah, I mean, it's wickedly sharp entertainment. You know, I never read the book that it's based on, but in adapting it to a film, there's just real sharp dialogue. It moves briskly, and, you know, for a movie where you kind of know where it's all going, they still generate real tension, and, you know, moments of this campaign that you already know all about still seem fresh and exciting. Sarah Palin, played by Julianne Moore, it's not only is a spot-on impersonation, but she's vulnerable, and at times portraying Palin as a downright sad character, it seems. Traits that I think would get her further along, you know, with voters on both sides of the aisle if she, you know, cared about being widely admired outside of her base. But the best part to me is watching the Woody Harrelson slow burn. Wasn't that the best?
It was. I think, yeah, of all the performances in that movie, I would have to say that Woody Harrelson's was the best.
He was great. And, you know, he's got a couple of Oscar nominations under his belt, so the guy's capable of delivering great performances. And I love it when a director in a big project gives him that opportunity. And he plays Steve Schmidt, who is McCain's aide, who led the charge to get Sarah Palin on the GOP ticket back in 2008. And when things start unraveling around him, his slow burn is just priceless. Watching him trying to contain things as they spiral out of control, and he underplays it all, and you know inside he just wants to tear somebody apart. It was very entertaining watching him. Hard to believe the film is directed by the director of Austin Powers and Meet the Parents by the time you're done, but it's Jay Roach who ventured outside those comedies a while back for a movie called Recount. I don't know if you saw that, another HBO film about politics. And he brings that same sort of steady hand here, helming the film from a very real perspective, but again, keeping it sharp and crisp. And, you know, come Emmy time and Golden Globe time, I wouldn't be surprised if this movie is a lot on a lot of lists for, for awards.
I just enjoyed that all the characters seemed to have multiple dimensions, and they were real people on the screen, and I really enjoyed that aspect of the movie.
And I think also the film benefits from showing you that I think the overall election system is flawed. I don't know who, it doesn't matter who you put in there. If they're pushed into the spotlight, they're not going to survive the public beating they're certain to receive. So if someone's underprepared to begin with, as Palin clearly was, and that's not just the movie or me talking, you can watch old interviews where she thinks the Queen is the head of England's government instead of the Prime Minister. You know, she's doomed from the start. And it just made for a fascinating movie. I highly recommend.
Yeah, and I think it was kind of an indictment of voters more than anything, because I think the point was made that Sarah Palin was a star, Barack Obama was a star, America needs stars, voters need stars, as opposed to politicians who have more, possibly perhaps more depth and knowledge and experience.
That's exactly it. They saw Obama as a rock star, and they needed, as the title says, that game changer to energize their ticket, and you know, I think we all know what happened from there.
All right, Paul, thank you so much. That is our movie guy, Paul Preston. You can check out his reviews and those of his team at themovieguys.net. It's 319 at News 92 FM.